At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
College football, full circle.
Third down and goal. It will be a keeper, and he will waltz and hop skip his way for six. Touchdown. The Cowboys respond. Joe Urban is the running back, and the ball is dropped. It's still loose. It's rolling in the end zone. Touchdown, Cowboys, as they pounce it. Cassidy, the H-back. They're going to put that loft on the throw toward the corner. Breadbasket throw. Tay Martin, touchdown.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Joined, as always, by the Encyclopedia of College Football. That is, and no doubt about it, it will be this weekend. Go for the chalk. Joe Lisi here with me now. Joe, I got to tell you, usually you're the one that sits here every week and every day, and rightfully so. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go. I'm pumped up. Well, let me tell you something, Joe. I'm going to let you know first today. I'm pumped up because...
All right, good. Good. It's about time you're sticking your chest out.
I'm sticking the chest out today. Let me tell you, I am pumped up about this slate that we have this weekend, especially, as you know, I mean, there's a lot of games that I think that, you know, there's some edges on. There's also near and dear to my heart, you know, waking up the echoes at South Bend tomorrow with that Cincinnati matchup. A very exciting weekend of college football, Joe, that features five games between undefeated teams, a couple of other great games on the slate as well. Going to be a fun weekend, Joe.
It really is. And you mix in like those under-the-radar games. We have Texas Tech, West Virginia,
yeah.
Tennessee, Missouri at 12. I mean, we even have that Wake Forest-Louisville matchup. That's an under-the-radar game. A 3-1 Cardinals team, 4-0 Demon Deacons team. Nobody seems to be talking about that. So you're absolutely right about the slate of action. I mean, from a gambling aspect, it's going to keep us straight through Sunday, obviously, and when those Pac-12 games kick off. So I can't wait to see who really comes through and prevails this weekend. I really am looking forward to these matchups.
No, and as we always do today, Joe, we will run through all the big games of the weekend, give what we like on them, and then at the end, of course, our picks for the week. And I know that you told me you're coming after me this
week.
I'm coming after you. I am, because I mean, trying to get a little separation here in the steak dinner bet that we've got going. I mean, Joe Lisi, is it because I've been calling you go for the chalk all week? Is that why you're coming after me here today?
No, first of all, everybody needs to know, I love you. I love doing the show with you. Love is there. We're at the press conference, right? I love Carver, right? Yeah, and then all of a sudden, I must break you. I said, you know what? It's enough. I'm not playing around anymore. I'm coming out, hitting on all cylinders. It's time that I put the throttle down, and I'm just tired of being under 500. Got off to a slow start, but I'm feeling it now. Now I'm starting to feel my groove. The pumpkin spice is in Dunkin' Donuts. I'm having it. It's a little cold. I'm ready for just week number five. Let's kick ass, baby.
Now, listen, Joe, obviously, like I said, you've got these five matchups involving undefeated teams, huge games. Baylor, Oklahoma State in the Big 12, Ole Miss and Alabama, Arkansas and Georgia in the SEC. We have the Cincinnati-Notre Dame game, which is enormous in South Bend. And then tonight, we started off in the Big Ten with Iowa at Maryland, a pair of 4-0 teams. Maryland's actually been pretty good as an underdog, Joe. They've won games, not just covered. They've been winning games the last couple years as underdog. I'm intrigued by this tonight, and I'm going to tell you right now, Joe. I'll lay it out. I'll start it off for you right now here on College Football Full Circle. I'm on Maryland tonight to win this game straight up. I'll bet the points. I'm sprinkling the money line. I think in College Park tonight, your boy Loxley, Talia, they're all going to take care of business. They're going to take Iowa down tonight in College Park, Joe.
Well, they might. I lean to Iowa here because of the more physical offense and defensive lines. I don't like Petras. I don't like this team as a whole. I think they're going to tail off towards the end of the year. It really comes down to which team could dictate the tempo. What I really like in this ball game, and I think I was a week early, I took the over a high number against Kent State. Maryland's total, 69.5, is one of my best bets last week. I'm on this total. 47.5, I think, is very doable. I think even Iowa, if they win, they can score. I'm on the total. Lean to Iowa. Don't love it. But I like the total tonight in College Park. 47 and a hook is light to me.
It does seem a little light because Maryland's going to play up-tempo, Joe. I mean, I know that Iowa has the physical defense, but this is why I like Maryland tonight. I just feel like this is a game where at home on a Friday night, they can get up a couple of scores, and that is not where Iowa does their best work. They need to bully. They need to be the team. Ground and pound, blue-collar football. They need to get a lead and control it with the ground game. I think Maryland comes out on fire tonight, get themselves a little lead. Maybe they don't win the game at the end, but that little hook might come into play. Like the 3.5, I'm going to sprinkle the money line. You know what? Maybe in-game I'll grab the total, Joe. We'll see how it goes. You know, that's one of those ones where if we get a lot of points in the first 5 or 10 minutes, you might get yourself a nice way to get the under. Or if they don't score the first 10 minutes, we can get an even better number for the over, Joe.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
A little in-game from Iowa and Maryland.
I like it. I like it. You're a wheel, so you could do that.
College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back. We've got a couple other games tonight, and then we start flying through the Saturday slate in college football right here on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. I'm going to tell you guys something. Never get on the wrong side. I go for the two. Joe.
Oh, stop.
Never.
The behind-the-scenes conversations
the behind-the-scenes
of the
conversation.
Show.
I didn't
best,
divulge.
Right?
I didn't divulge the conversation. All I said was, don't get on the bad side.
I never forget, Carver. I
never
forget. It's always in the data bank.
No.
Right? It's always in the data bank.
You pull out stuff from, I mean, years ago.
That's it.
But listen, sometimes you got to do that, Joe. You have to remember. And nice job by you. All right,
I do have a funny story if we ever want to go into that. Carver, it's great for television, great for a radio. If we could get into it at some point, we have to discuss.
How about this, Joe? I'm sure that after the season, we're going to have a lot of time on our hands. I will bring this day back up, and you're going to tell the story. You can have the whole segment. You can tell the story. Do you got it?
All right.
We got to get through these games right now.
I can't wait for these games.
We got two more tonight. Now, we know how you feel about Dana Holgorsen and the Houston Cougars going to Tulsa tonight. Lay it. How about Tulsa -3.5 here, total 54. Now, the last couple years, Joe, Houston has beaten them 24-14, 41-26. So they've done a nice job against Tulsa here. The line worries me, Joe. I just don't understand why Tulsa's 3.5-point favorite in this game.
Well, they got their first win last week over Ark State, right?
Exactly.
But we saw Houston struggle with Navy.
Right.
They didn't cover that line. 28-20.
Houston's a better team than Tulsa.
I don't like
maybe not in the coaching department, but in terms of talent.
I think people are thinking Tom Herman's still at Houston. He's not. You know, De'Aaron King ain't walking out that door. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, since you brought it up, he didn't walk out the door from Miami last night either. How about Miami losing that game last night, Joe? I mean, honestly.
Manny Diaz, let me ask you, what was Manny doing? They're going to whack him.
What was Manny doing getting the ball down there and running down the clock for 3 minutes?
You
want to
know?
And not going
I'll
for a
tell
touchdown.
You exactly what he was doing.
Well,
Tin
he didn't
Cup.
Want to give the. Oh, geez.
He's Tin Cup. He's he was afraid. He was afraid. I'd rather take the safe route. Pound it down their throat. You have a defense that's weak. Cameron Harris running all over the place. The kid Van Dyke. How about that kid Van Dyke last night?
Was he scared to give the ball back to Virginia? I mean,
he was shaking with the play sheet. He was shaking with the play sheet. How about the confidence in Manny Diaz?
He's finished.
You see him high-fiving everybody like, yeah, we got this. Yeah, we got this. Yeah,
he's finished.
I told you, we got it.
This will be his last year as the Miami head coach, Joe. You could write that down right now.
Ed Reed, who was on the sidelines?
I think a lot of people are going to push for Ed Reed. And I don't know if that's the best move, Joe. He doesn't have any head coaching experience. I don't know if that's the best move. At least, you know, everybody wants Dion to be a coach at Florida State, but at least he's getting some experience at Jackson State right now. At least he's like kind of learning what it is to be a head coach. Ed hasn't done that yet. I think that a lot of people are going to push for Ed, though, Joe. I really do. I think so, too. But I'll tell you this. One thing we both agree on, Manny Diaz is going to be out after this year.
He's having another awful season
down in Miami. So we got off of that. Either way, you like Tulsa tonight. You're saying laying it big, -3.5. Points in this game, I feel like Tulsa games always under the – you know, they play a lot of unders, Joe, Tulsa. That's the one thing that worries me when you get involved with the total with Tulsa. But 54.5 could be a good spot maybe to grab the under. Finally tonight, BYU and your boy Kalani Sitake on the road against the Aggies of Utah State. Me and you spoke about this the other day. I told you I'm all in on BYU. Anything under 10 points. Utah State really bothered me last week the way that they played at home against Boise. 9.5 here, big total, 65.5. BYU doesn't play a lot of, you know, they like to run the rock, too, and take a lot of time off the clock, Joe. I'm starting to lean towards unders in these BYU games, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, I don't feel good about the total just because of last week with Utah State getting shut out, but I do feel the Aggies are a live dog. Do feel like they're a live dog here. I don't like the way BYU is playing from a defensive perspective. Timmy McClain was able to exploit them. Utah State is very balanced. They can run. They can pass. Playing at home, primetime type of situation where all eyes are on you, I think Utah State steps up. This line was key. 8.5 for much of the week. They just bet it up to 9.5. I like Utah State to pull this game out, believe it or not. I'm not sold on Britton Romney or Jaron Hall. I don't think he's 100%. I think Utah State, what we were looking at for Utah State last week, I think could be this week with BYU.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Everybody was looking for Utah State as the dog against Boise with the early kick catching 9.5.
Yeah.
It didn't come through. I think it comes through tonight for us.
Yeah, I'm on the other side, Joe. I'm gonna lay it with Sitake and BYU. I think that Utah State. I can't go back to them after the way they screwed me last week. I just can't do it. The wound is still too fresh, Joe. I just can't go back to the Aggies here on a Friday night at home. All right, Saturday, let's do it, Joe. Texas is, of course, in Fort Worth against TCU, -4.5 now. This has gone down a little bit for Steve Sarkisian and the Longhorns. They have had bad success against TCU. We know this. I believe it's 7 of the last 9. The Horned Frogs have won. We got a big total, 65.5.
Right.
Joe, anything for me in this game right now? I'm actually going to lay it with Texas. I think that Sarkisian breaks the little schneid here against TCU and they take care of business.
I'm with you. I was on TMA with Ben Stevens. I talked about this game in the sense of I just feel that the more complete team, Casey Thompson looks more acclimated than Hudson Carr did, and I don't know why Sark went with him, but Casey Thompson, to me, gives this team an added dimension, a confidence, and I'm not sold on TCU either. Their defense is weak. They broke down against Cal. Think about that, and Chase Garbers with that offense, and then they got abused by Tanner Mordecai and SMU. I think it's the same thing. I think Texas wins this ball game convincingly. Bijan Robinson with a big day. The offensive line with a big day. And it's like, catch us if you can. We're going to put up 40 in the first half on your defense in this ball game.
Michigan visits Madtown against the Badgers. Right now, Wisconsin now 2.5-point favorites. They've already lost a couple games to Penn State and Notre Dame. Michigan comes in undefeated at 4-0. Both of these teams, Joe, love to run the rock. Honestly, they can't make this total low enough for me. It's 43.5 right now. I think both teams are just going to look to go to their bread and butter and run the football, and this is the type of game that finishes 16-13. I like the under more than anything else here, Joe, but I do think Wisconsin wins the game.
Paul Christ and Harbaugh have the sheet, right? The whiteboard. Yeah. All it says is run. You know, it's like Paul's been taking the round peg and trying to put it into the square hole for like 4 weeks now, and it's like, Paul, you gotta throw the ball. Hey, Paul, you could pass the ball. I got Graham Mertz. Now it's like, oh yeah, we can run it. Here's what I look at: back-to-back years for Wisconsin against Michigan. 351, 349. You know what that is? The rushing totals on that front seven. Now, granted, it was Don Brown's defense. I don't care. This is a game where Paul Christ, we talk about it. He doesn't have to do anything. It's just run left, run right, run left, run right. And it's like, oh, we grind out a 7-10-point win. And I think that's what Wisconsin's going to do. And let's not forget, this is the first road game for Michigan. I think that's a problem because Jim Harbaugh on the road or on a neutral field site since 2017 is right in the area of about 500. I think he's one game over 500. That's not going to get it done. He's another deer in the headlights in critical games. He knows the pressure's on. Give me Wisconsin at home.
Wow, there you go. We both like Wisconsin in that one, Joe. When we come back, we will talk about Arkansas and Georgia. Sue Piggy going between the hedges tomorrow to take on the Bulldogs and more of the Saturday slate right here. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We keep looking for the edge right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204. One more nugget before I move on to Arkansas, Joe, on Harbaugh. 0-12 when entering the game as an underdog since he's been at Michigan.
Right, that's great. 12. How much is he
has not? He has not won one game as a dog since he's been in Michigan. That is unbelievable to me. I cannot believe
and he has that dumb look on his face. Yeah. Like, remember when he was the quarterback at Michigan and the helmet was pushing down, like, his forehead into his eyes? He still has that dumb look on his face. Like, Jim, wake the heck up, man. Like, you know, you're a coach. He walks around like, we're underdogs? Really? We got to pass the ball? He's amazing. It's really like junk.
Yes.
It's like this guy needs a wake-up call. Like, really, it's like, I don't know. Remember? And what a fall from grace. He was tweeting about the SEC and, you know, Saban. He can't win. He can't win a game against Michigan State, let alone.
No. Well, he can't beat the middle tier teams in his own conference. So he can calm himself down about anybody else, that's for sure. All right, Joe, let's keep steamrolling here. Arkansas and Georgia. Piggy.
Now everybody's doing Sue Piggy. You're doing it. I was doing Sue Piggy.
Everybody's in, Joe, because the Arkansas Razorbacks are in the top 10. Sam Pittman is a covering machine. What is he, like 9-3 against the spread as an underdog, your boy Sam Pittman, since he's been down there in Fayetteville. And here we go. They're getting a big lumber again, 17.5 now. It was 18.5 yesterday, Joe. Down a point here at FD against Georgia, the Bulldogs. This total's now at 50.5. You'll hear from me about this game later, Joe. This is an under game for me. But even the points, I think a little bit of disrespect to Arkansas considering how good they've been so far.
Yeah, great point. And I talked about Arkansas playing toe-to-toe with Georgia last year for a half. That was with Felipe Franks, really. Love the athleticism of KJ Jefferson. He passed for 212 last week, 2 touchdowns. But to me, this game's going to come down to the trenches, number one. And I think Arkansas is a lot better than people think up front defensively. They pushed around Texas A&M for a lot of that ball game, got some pressure on Calzone in that matchup. So I think they're going to be in this ball game. And then the other factor that I'm concerned about is what is the health of JT Daniels? If he does have a lat injury, like they've mentioned, that's going to affect his throwing motion. What does this offense look like if Stetson Bennett comes in? A lot of moving parts. And at the end of the day, I know how dominant Georgia is, but they really, I mean, look at how bad Clemson is. They beat up on Vanderbilt. This is a pretty good team in Arkansas. They're athletic. I'm going to take the points because I'm a buyer in terms of what the kids have bought into Sam Pittman. He's a good game manager and makes adjustments, and that's why he's a covering machine right now. I'm not going to buck that trend.
No, I'm with you. I think that this is a really – I don't think Arkansas wins the game, Joe. I do not. I think Georgia will win. I think it's going to be close, and I think it's going to be low scoring. That, of course, a noon Eastern kickoff down between the hedges. All right, Cincinnati and Notre Dame, another top 10 matchup. This one in South Bend early in the week. Cincinnati minus 2.5, down to 1.5 now here as we're just a day before kickoff. Total is 50.5. I'll give you this one, Joe. Since 2008, Notre Dame 9-1 ATS as a home underdog, and the last five times they won outright.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. I come down to this game. It's going to be one up front. And that secondary of Kyle Hamilton, as much as we talk about the secondary of Cincinnati giving up around 140 passing yards per game, I really think they're one of the most underrated secondaries in terms of Notre Dame. They're opportunistic in America. And I think they're a playoff contender. And on top of that, the one thing I think that will break out in this ballgame is the running game with Kyren Williams. It hasn't been explosive up until this point, but they have some confidence now. Cincinnati hasn't played in a ball game like this in terms of this type of pressure, in terms of this type of environment. It's one thing when you're playing UCF. It's another thing when you're stepping up in South Bend with the tradition, the pageantry. And Brian Kelly, I think, is a great head coach. Now, maybe not great when he goes up against Dabo and Nick, but he's great against everybody else. And you're going to give me 2.5 points in my place? I'm going to take that every day of the week.
Yeah, look, you know where I'm going in this game, Joe. I'm on the Irish. Nobody comes into our house and pushes us around. That's it. They're going to beat Cincinnati. I want this one bad. Hopefully they can take care of business. Ole Miss at Alabama. Nick Saban, Lane Kiffin. The monstrous total, 79.5, minus 14.5 right now for the Crimson Tide. Ole Miss racked up a lot of yards against them last year in Oxford. Did not get the job done, though. Look, I think I'm laying the number here, Joe. I know it got burned me a couple weeks ago when Alabama played Florida. I don't like going against Alabama because they always stick it in your face. But I'm going to lay it again with them here. I just am.
I am laying it. I think this game comes down to the running game now. We haven't seen McClellan and Brian Robinson break out. Everybody's wondering, is Alabama as good as they are? We're still talking about Ole Miss. And I know it's Matt Corral, and I know it's Lane Kiffin, and that's great. But the numbers matter, and the numbers are dominant for Alabama. Like I said, they won five straight over the Rebels by an average margin of victory of 33.7 points per game, 27-1 at home in Bryant-Denny since 2017, straight up and straight up against SEC opponents since 2016, 44-3. Are you kidding me? I'm going to lay it with Alabama. I think they dominate. I really believe they win this ball game by the opening number, which was around 20.5. I think they win it by three touchdowns.
There you go. I'm with you. And listen, this is just like I said, you can't make the number low enough for Michigan and Wisconsin. I don't think you can make the number high enough for Alabama and Ole Miss. You just can't, Joe. I mean, they're going to score, and yep. Score some more. So I know 79.5 looks a little daunting, looks a little big, but this game's got, like, you know, 58-45 or, you know, 58-41. We'll give Alabama the cover in there, Joe. 58-41. It's got that kind of score sheet to it, I do believe. Oregon in the top five, as we know, undefeated. They go to Stanford, a little road challenge for the Ducks here. -7.5. They've been very good keeping Stanford off the scoreboard the last couple years, but they've had a problem covering here so far this year since the Ohio State game. -7.5, total 57.5, Joe.
I can't look at it any other way but Oregon. You know,
yeah, me too.
I'm not a buyer of David Shaw. I'm not a buyer of Stanford. I'm not a buyer of their identity. Oregon is confident. They didn't step up against Arizona last week, but this is a game you cannot look past the Stanford Cardinal. Playing on the road, they dominated them the last time they were there. I think Oregon wins in a big way in this ballgame.
Wow, a big way for Joe Lisi. Yeah, I'm with you, too. I think the number's short. I think this is a good spot to maybe catch Oregon after a couple non-covers to take care of business. Oklahoma, also in the top five. They have been spotty this year, Joe, no doubt. Did not cover against Tulane. Did not cover against Nebraska. Did not cover against West Virginia. They finally hit the road as they go up to the Little Apple to take on Kansas State, who they have lost to outright the last 2 years as 20-plus point favorites. This year, it's 11.5, total 53.5. Man, Joe, I find it very hard to believe that Kansas State's going to beat them for a third year in a row.
I'm with you. I'm all in on Oklahoma in this ballgame. Now, I look to Kansas State's performance on the road in Stillwater. They converted 2-of-12 on third down conversions. Quarterback's a concern heading into this ballgame. Will Howard's banged up? Lewis came in. What's the availability of Skylar Thompson? I don't think it matters. I think this Oklahoma defense really pins their ears back, makes Kansas State one-dimensional. I think this is a breakout game. I know there's a potential look-ahead spot for Oklahoma, but I don't think it matters. The defense hasn't allowed an opposing offense to this point to rush for over 100 yards. They kept West Virginia and Letty Brown in check. 67 rushing yards on the afternoon or on the night last week. They do the same thing to Kansas State. Kansas State does not have an explosive offense. They're methodical. They need to sustain drives. This is a breakout performance for Spencer Rattler and the crew. I think they win this fall game 20-plus.
Wow, a big blowout for Joe Lisi and the Oklahoma Sooners against Kansas State at the Little Apple. All right, another big game in the Big 12. Battle of Undefeateds, one of those five games we were talking about earlier. Baylor, off the win against Iowa State, goes to Stillwater to take on the Cowboys. Oklahoma State, -3.5 right now, total 47.5. I know you're a big backer of the Cowboys, Joe, and this week I am still with you. I do think that they'll take care of Baylor.
They are going to absolutely slap Dave Aranda
slap.
And Baylor.
Wow.
Slap with an open hand. They're going to slap
wow.
them around in Stillwater. Did you hear that? They're laying 3.5 points. I don't care.
You.
Oklahoma State, the chameleon of the Big 12. They can run it up-tempo with Spencer Sanders, 344 passing yards last week. They can ground you and pound you with Jaylen Warren that did that, 218 on the ground, 6.7 yards per carry. But that defense is very underrated. Keep in mind that Baylor Kyler was outgained by Iowa State last week by 200-plus yards. They couldn't run the football effectively on the front seven of Iowa State. That was an offense in Baylor rushing for 320-plus. They only got 123 on the ground. I know Bo Hannon's played well. This is a different animal. Laying 3.5. This is an over. Baylor has over exceeded expectations at this point in the career in the season. Oak State dominates. One of my best bets.
Look out. Go for the chalk, baby, right there. All right, college football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. We'll come back. We'll touch on a couple other games at night, and then the picks for week number 5 in college football right after this on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do. Heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe, we're going to get to the picks, but first, a couple other of the games of note for Saturday night. Clemson off the loss to NC State, 2-2. They can't score any points. They have undefeated BC coming down to visit them in Death Valley. 14.5, low total here, too, of 46.5. Do Blewett's boys from Chestnut Hill give Clemson a game, or does Clemson finally bust out offensively here?
I can't see any way that Clemson doesn't cover this number. The only concern for me is that where's their mindset? Meaning, if I have to pick this game, I'm picking Clemson because I'm saying they are PO'd that they lost. And now they're out of the national championship picture. Do they come out flat? From a speed perspective, BC challenged them last year. Jakovic had a huge day. Now it's Grossel. It's the running game of Pacoro. I know on paper BC might seem like a live dog. If Clemson comes to play, and that's the only concern, but it is a night game, I think they dominate. I mean, they are 43-1 at home in Death Valley. We talked about it since 2016. That's a dominant, dominant home record. I got to lay it. I don't love it, but I would lay it.
Yeah, the line's tough for me, Joe. I actually do like the total in this game. We'll get to that in the picks in a moment. But I do think that Clemson's going to win the game. The covering part, though, that is very dicey. Indiana beat Penn State last year at home. Crazy game, if of course you remember. Penix hitting the pylon in overtime and winning it for the Hoosiers. Now they go to Happy Valley, a night game. Penn State playing well for James Franklin. Indiana not playing well at all. -12.5 for the Nittany Lions, total 53.5, Joe. I think Penn State lays the hammer down.
I think they paced them now. To me, the only concern, again, is the look ahead with Iowa the following week. But you have to take one game at a time. There's no offensive identity. Now, Penix and Stephen Carr broke out last week. Penix against Western Kentucky, 373. Carr added over 100. That scares me a little bit. But I still think this is the most complete team in the Big Ten. I picked them at the start of the year. I'm not backing down now. They got to take care of business. It's a big number. I think some people are taking Indiana as a shot. I know on paper maybe they line up, but I'm going to go that Penn State is focused. This is a different team. They're destined to win this game. I think they dominate by 28 points in this ballgame.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think this is a big, big-time win for Penn State. Auburn and LSU, little night game down in the Bayou, 9 o'clock Eastern kickoff. LSU minus 2.5 right now, total 56.5. I told you the other day, Joe, LSU defense stinks. It's hard for me to ever take them laying points. I know Auburn's not great either, but I think we get enough Tank Bigsby here where it's the 2.5 I'm going to take with Auburn.
All right, I'm laying it with LSU. I think the better quarterback is Max Johnson. He stepped up, 280, four touchdowns last week. I like this team. They're starting to come into form. T.J. Finley, the former LSU quarterback, came in relief of Bo Nix. Harsin's under pressure. LSU has won 7 of the last 10. Give me LSU, but I really like the over, 54.5. That's where I'm going. Might be a best bet of mine.
It might be. And why don't we get to the best bets here, Joe, since we're getting here towards the end of the show. Last week, Joe, you were 3-4. Get you to 13-17 on the season. I was 4-3 after a miserable week before that's really put me in a hole. 12-18 so far on the year. Joe, please, the picks for week number 5 in NCAA football. You're up.
All right, so I'm going to start with some underdogs now, okay, because you're calling me go for the chalk. So let's start with that battle in West Virginia. We got Texas Tech that got abused by Bijan Robinson at Texas, go on the road as a 7.5-point dog against the Mountaineers. Mountaineers with two emotional games against Vatek. They covered and won, and then the loss last week, they covered against Oklahoma, and now come back home. This is a Red Raider team, back-to-back road games. I don't care. They've won two straight in the series against West Virginia. Henry Colomy stepped up. Give him the rock. Texas Tech outright over West Virginia, but the give me the 7.5 points, too.
Wow, the outright for Joe and getting the 7.5 with the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. My first game, I'm going to Arkansas and Georgia, of course, the big game in the noon Eastern window, and I am taking that under, Joe. That has stuck out to me all week long. This is going to be a physical football game. Georgia doesn't score a lot of points in these big games against top 10 teams. I think under 50.5, the Hogs and the Bulldogs. Going to be a little slop, but and I think Arkansas is going to cover, but my best bet is on the under, Joe, under 50.5.
All right, I'm going back to the underdogs, okay? Tennessee didn't cover against Florida. Gave up a late touchdown. Hendon Hooker playing very well, over 200 yards. Two touchdowns. This is a very
balanced Hooker, Joe's boy.
Yes, my guy. This is an offense in Tennessee, back-to-back. Now, 200 rushing, 200 passing. They put up 148 on the Gators. Guess what? Missouri is allowing 271 on the ground. They give up well over 270 to Boston College. Tennessee with the orange pants goes on the road as a 2.5-point dog, plus 126 on the money line, outright over the Tigers.
Outright for Joe Lisi. Listen to you, my man.
2.5.
I love it. Well, I'll give you another. I will give you another outright here for me, and that is going to be the Nevada Wolfpack, Joe. I like them money line, getting the 4.5 on the blue turf against Boise. This is a game for me. I believe Nevada, as an underdog, Joe, has won the last four games straight up. So they are getting the job done as a dog. Carson Strong, the better quarterback, the better offense going onto the blue turf. I am taking the Wolfpack, Joe, of Nevada. Give me the 4.5 on the blue turf. I do think they win it outright, too.
I see you, Wolfpack, and I'm going again. I see you, and I'm going to add you now. Louisville plus the 6.5 with Malik Cunningham. 3-1. They're playing my Wake Forest Demon Deacons 4-0. I talked about both teams as being my under-the-radar teams. They're not disappointing. This is a critical ballgame, but Louisville has won the last two in the series. They're going on the road, back-to-back road games. I don't care. Catching 6.5 points on FanDuel plus 100. Outright over Wake Forest this weekend.
Another outright dog for Joe Lisi on Saturday. I love it. In fact, Joe, I'm not going to go outright dog with this next team, but I am going to take them getting the points, and that's Mississippi State plus the 7.5 against Texas A&M. And I think you know what I'm doing here, Joe. I'm just straight fading Calzone. As long as this dude keeps playing for Jimbo Fisher, I'm going to keep taking the points. Could Texas A&M win some ugly game on Saturday night against Mississippi State? Sure they could, but you're giving me that extra half along with the touchdown. I'm taking Mike Leach and the Bulldogs, 7.5, Mississippi State against Calzone.
Wow, all right, here come the favorites. You ready? Penn State, we just talked about it, laying 12.5. They opened at 10.5 on FanDuel. They throttle Michael Penix and the crew. Payback in Happy Valley, 31-5 straight up under James Franklin since 2016. This is my team in the Big Ten to win it all. I'm not backing down now. Brisker, Porter, force some turnovers against Penix. Look for Noah Kane. Look for Sean Clifford to break out. Dominant home win in Happy Valley. They cover the 12.5.
Well, Joe, we don't do this very often each week, but we're actually going with the same one on this one. I'm also 7.5 with Penn State. Joe, I got to do it, man. I mean, this one, another game that I've had circled all week long. I think they absolutely destroy Indiana tomorrow night. This is a big spot for James Franklin after losing to them last year. Get another win under their belt. Get ready for Iowa next week. I'm laying it down with Penn State as well, 12.5, Joe.
All right, I'm going back to the well here. Oklahoma minus 11.5. I don't like Kansas State. I was against them with Oklahoma State. Oklahoma needs to get right. I don't like the way the offenses look, but I don't care. This defense will shut down whoever starts a quarterback for Kansas State. They know what they have to do. They get back into the race. They get back into the national championship discussion. A 17-plus win on the road in Manhattan, and I hope they're wearing those crazy white uniforms. They pasted Kansas State back with the days of Bill Snyder when Stoops was there. 55-0. I hope it's like that, but I'll take 17-plus. They lay it minus the 11.5. Oklahoma gets right against the Wildcats.
I will take the same game, but not the same bet.
Love it,
Joe.
Good. Take the points.
No, I'm not taking the points. I am taking the under. 53.5. Kansas State's offense is awful. Oklahoma's offense has struggled through the beginning of this season. Yes, they might bust out, but if they bust out, Joe, and they do cover for you, I think it's going to be something to the tune of like 38-7, 38-10. I don't think Kansas State's going to help to this total, and I don't think Oklahoma can take care of it by themselves. Give me under 53.5 between Oklahoma and Kansas State.
All right, before I give my absolute best bet for the weekend, I'm going over. This is another pick. Over 56.5 in Death Valley. LSU and Auburn could be a wild one. I like LSU, but I really love the over 56.5 in this ballgame.
I'll give you another over for the night games, and that is Boston College and Clemson. I think this is the week, Joe, where Clemson finally scores some points. They have struggled with that the last few weeks, and I think Boston College has shown me enough offensively, too, where they might actually score two. They did it last year against Clemson. This is a low total because Clemson's been so awful at 46.5. I'm taking the over, BC and Clemson, 46.5, Joe. And now, finally, your best bet of the weekend.
Oklahoma State, okay? This is the team that's going to surprise everybody in the Big 12. I talked about their defense. They led FBS in third down defense last year. They're trending in that direction this year. They already have 13 sacks on the year through four games. Very, very athletic. They can run sideline to sideline. I like the fact that Sanders broke out last week. Baylor, they played well. They're over exceeding expectations, but we saw a chink in the armor in terms of the running game last week against a mediocre defense in Iowa State, 123 on the ground. This is an elite defense for the Big 12. They get it done. Oklahoma State lined open up at 4. It's down to 3.5. They're going to win this ball game convincingly. Big win in Stillwater for I'm a man.
Well, you know where I'm finishing off, Joe, that's for sure. And it is going to be with the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame at home against Cincinnati. It was 2.5 the other day. I did jump on it. It's 1.5 today. You can still jump on it. Money line, do whatever you want to do. No one, Joe, as Dan Devine said in Rudy, no one comes into Har House and pushes us around. This is a step up in class for the Cincinnati Bearcats. This is a step up in defense that they have played. I know Desmond Ridder, a very good player. I think you brought up a key thing early in the week, and that is the former DC going over now and being with Notre Dame, Kelly picking him off of the Cincinnati staff. This is a game that Notre Dame, not going to be a blowout, Joe. This is going to be a very good game. It's going to come down to the end. There might even be some overtime, but I'm telling you this. The Fighting Irish are not losing at home to the Cincinnati Bearcats, Joe. And this will hopefully, this is a tough stretch for Notre Dame. I don't like they're coming off a physical game against Wisconsin, and Cincinnati had a bye. But the Irish, Joe Lisi, get the job done.
All right.
Brian Kelly against his old team on Saturday. So there you go, the picks for week number 5 in the college football here on College Football Full Circle. We will come right back. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. And we'll run through some of the late night Pac-12 games, Joe. We'll finish it off right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
All right, College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. All right, Joe, rapid fire before we get out of here. Florida laying the 7.5 in Lexington tomorrow night against Kentucky. Who do you got?
Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm on the Wildcats as well. Don't think they win, but I like the number. Let me give you the next one. Kansas getting 34.5 at Iowa State tomorrow night.
I'll take the point. I'll take the points reluctantly with Lance Leipold.
Reluctantly. How about this one? UConn 14.5 at Vandy. Does UConn cover a game here tomorrow night, Joe? Let's go.
They've covered two in a row. I can't. No, Vandy gets right against them, I think, in this ballgame.
The late night Pac-12 slate. Washington is in Corvallis. The Beavers splashing around here. 1.5-point favorites. I think the Huskies actually get them, Joe.
Yeah, they won this ballgame 27-21 last year. I think this is a game Washington matches up well with Oregon State, so I like Washington.
Another really good game in the Pac-12, Arizona State at UCLA. I love Chip Kelly and the Bruins here, -3.5, Joe.
I can't stand Chip Kelly, so I'm going with Arizona State and Herm in this ballgame.
Also, Fresno State has to make the trip out to Hawaii. You hit that UNLV bet against them last Friday night. -10.5 as they head to the islands.
No, they paced Hawaii in this ballgame. They're going to beat them up bad in that ballgame. As long as Hayner's 100%, they're going to beat them up.
Yeah, I'm laying it with the Bulldogs as well. Nick Starkel and San Jose State, after that loss to Western Michigan, come home and they get a gift. New Mexico State, 27.5, 4 touchdowns with Starkel, Joe.
Yeah, I'm laying it.
Laying it. Look at Joe Lisi going for the chalk here. Northwestern at Nebraska, -11.5. I can't lay points with Nebraska, Joe. I can't do it.
No, I can't with you. They're dead to me. Scott Frost, we got the victory and the cover over Oklahoma. I can't take them the rest of the year.
Joe, good luck this weekend. Tremendous job, as always, all week long, my man. I will talk to you on Monday. Great job by Andrew Torres, as always. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Good luck with all the tickets this weekend. We'll see you Monday.
The most
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.